So weather here, today's going to be a sunny day. The temperature right now is 50. The high will be 67, the low will be 47 in Celsius, 10 degrees right now. High will be 20, the low will be 8 degrees. Today is 29th January 2026. Yesterday evening, towards the evening, Pasna, Beatrice's niece, the older brother's daughter, came with Inderjeet. She is, and what would be happening is they are participating in exhibition, and also many business people are coming, many chartered accountants and financial kind of people will get together, and speech will be given by financial, highly successful people, political kind of people also, at the eastern parts of Delhi from tomorrow. So for 3 days. So for that, Pasna came to Delhi from Punjab. She lives in about hour and a half or about hour away from Amritsar, Shahapur, the place is called. So they will have a stall, different companies, different entrepreneurs have bought the place to show their products, technology, and so forth. So Pasna and Inderjeet and Inderjeet's company will be demonstration, explanation of their product during this 3 days. Yesterday evening, we sat together and also heard what God has been doing with them, through them. So Pasna, she's I think now 20 years old or so, last year of college. She has fellowship in her home. She lives with Beatrice's mom, and also she gives mathematics and physics tuition, tutorial service for local children. And also fellowship and tutorial class in the evening. So many children come for fellowship as well as tuition. So one of the girls who comes to her fellowship, 12 years old girl, she has a friend, same age, and her mother has brain tumor. So this 12 years old girl who comes to the fellowship, she shared about what God could do, that her mother's whatever problem, challenges, this tumor, God could just heal. Heal means get rid of it. And encouraged her friend, and the friend took that as word from God, and she spoke to her mom. Within a few days, that tumor is gone. And doctor earlier was saying that this had to be operated and that needs to be removed. Serious case. But we are with God, and God is true. Jesus Christ literally took all sins, weaknesses, diseases, sicknesses, and poverty, all that we don't want. He took everything on him, and he gave his life, and God raised him from the dead. So all these wonderful things are available now for us. So she, Pasna, was inspired to hold fellowship in her home, and God brought children, and many of the children were from her tutorial class. This wonderful healing deliverance took place. So she shared with me, besides other testimonies. Inderjeet, who is going to get married in March, she shared also her testimony about her future husband's family's challenge that they had. The future father-in-law, they are all now believers, boy's side, and Inderjeet's side also, believers, wonderful believers, leaders, that kind of walking with God kind of family. So the in-laws, going to be the in-laws, father-in-law, he had a certain kind of business and didn't do well, failed, and got into debt, a serious debt, about $600,000 kind of debt. So for standard living in India, to make it equivalent, the size of debt is something like 6 million, maybe 10 times, 6 million. So no way that he could get out from this debt. So during this extremely distressful time, by God's grace, he came to know a believer person, and he started to attend the father-in-law, fellowship, and got born again and heard the word from God that with God all things are possible. There's nothing is difficult. Is there anything too difficult for me? The words start coming into his field of heart, the field in his mind. So good words started to come in, the seed, good seed started coming in and started to produce fruit. And this man also started to honor God in this kind of situation. And over like a year and a half, all the debts were taken care of. And now he is doing successful business, restaurant business, and doing extremely well. Not just one restaurant, but few restaurants in Punjab, Amritsar area. So we are with supernatural, amazing, wonderful God. And he's our father, and he literally is saying, give me all of your problems. I'm able to deliver you from all of the troubles. And he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So God is in this wonderful business. So thanks to God, somebody spoke to and invited Inderjeet's father-in-law, to fellowship, and he was ready. That man was ready to receive. There was no other way to go. And he received this life-giving words, the words which gave him hope, faith. So we are invited to attend their wedding on March 22nd, 21st and 22nd, like that, in Amritsar, Punjab. Another testimony I heard from Juhi, she is from Allahabad in the state of Uttar Pradesh, Kanpur, and then further, then goes, I think, north, from Kanpur, like 4 hours or so further up to that location, Allahabad. So she has brothers, and she's the eldest, and the youngest brother has a business, and everyone, they're believers, but the younger brother has business of selling cell phones, mobile phones, repairs also, that kind of business. However, Juhi noticed that youngest brother who has this business doesn't honor God, abundant share. So she prayed to God and desired that this brother would begin to practice this so that his business will flourish and so forth. So one day she talked to her brother and asked for very small amount of money. And he asked her, what is that for? But she didn't say. However, the brother gave her cheerfully that amount. And she spoke with God that whatever that my brother gives to me, this is his seed, honoring God, seed, cheerful giving. So she took his money and then honored God as from his brother. So that particular day, he comes back home and say that I had largest amazing sale. And he was very happy, blessed. So later on, Juhi told her younger brother, I would like to share with you something. Then she started to share about what she did with that money and what was that for. So from that day, the younger brother always honored God, start sowing seed. Juhi's house, the home, was not in good shape, so needed total renovation to add additional floor and so forth, but needed a lot of money to do that. As the time went on, they were able to do and able to add another floor and make the house nice. And all this amount, finance, came from younger brother's business. So demonstration of God's this truth, the younger brother honored God, cheerful giving, and God opened the windows of heaven, and they were able to very smoothly build this new home, and they are very happy, blessed. So there are many wonderful testimonies. And great thing about our God is that this is true. What he says is true and it happens. He brings to pass. He is really with us, for us. God be for us. Who can be against us? And he is in front of us. He listens to us. And what things soever you desire, we can say. So he makes our life smooth. We are God's children, and he watches over us, and he brings to us each day things for us to do so that we don't get bored. And he orders our steps and make our life nice, smooth. Of course, there are challenges left and right, but he encourages us to focus on him, stare our eyes upon him, and he gives us inspiration and encouragement, and we can go to God for encouragement. We can say, God, encourage me. I need encouragement. Then he will give encouragement, absolutely, from many ways. So thanks to God for today and for this wonderful year, 2026. He will cause us to be prosperous in every direction, everywhere. And through us, good words, heavenly words will go to those who are ready to hear. And He, God, bring to our path those individuals ready to receive these wonderful words and to be saved. They will also start walking with God, talking with God. That's what I want to share today. God bless you.